Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's my pleasure to be with you, and it's my pleasure to reintroduce you to an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, Bill Treasurer, has been with us for a long time. He's a former member of the U.S. high diving team. He used to set himself on fire. Captain Inferno, I think, is what he called himself. He used to set himself on fire and dive off of like a 2,000-foot platform into 3 inches of water or something like that. And now he just teaches people about how to be courageous. He wrote a book called Right Risk, and he's here to talk to us about that. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you again.
2,000 feet into 3 inches of water. That was amazing how you did that.
Now, I've told you a billion times never to exaggerate.
That's right. Hey, Bill, is there a high diving a high diving team in the Olympics like you guys used to do? Is there anything like that?
You know, what's interesting is high diving is not an Olympic sport. In fact, we used to go in the Olympics.
And folks, hold on, Bill. Folks, you know about what the classic high diving is, 3 meter board, that kind of thing. This is high diving. How many? 100 feet? 100 feet?
Yeah, this was about 100 feet. The Olympic Games, they stop at 10 meters, and we were going from about 27 meters, which is the equivalent of a 10-story building.
But there's nothing like that in the Olympics, is there?
No, because it's so dangerous.
Well, they're a bunch of wusses, aren't they?
Say again?
They're a bunch of wusses, aren't they?
You know, yeah. Hey, those guys, because they do the small. I can't believe they call those things tower dives, because we were going from 100 feet, going at 50 miles an hour.
Well, maybe one day. Bill, recently, Phil Gramm, one of my heroes, by the way, former senator from Texas, basically was just talking about. He was trying to put things in perspective about the economy, and he was pointing out that, you know, some people have invoked the concept of this is the worst thing, this particular thing or that particular thing is the worst thing since the Great Depression, and we've got, you know, people are being laid off and blah blah blah. You know, he basically culminated his few thoughts with the quote that where he said that we were, you know, we've kind of turned into a bunch of whiners. I kind of agree with him about that. What do you think?
Well, here's what I can say. Okay, the gas prices are definitely high, and that's
I don't like that either.
You know, but the reality is, I mean, if a person can just look at their own life, the reality is that unemployment is historically tremendously low. It's only about 5.5, 5.7%.
Did you know that the average unemployment over the last 30 years is 6.1%?
Exactly, and so that we're actually in low unemployment times. And I would ask the reader or the listener to look at your own life. I mean, I have to tell you, I am busy as all get out. Mm-hmm. I just got back yesterday from Chicago. I'm leaving today after our radio interview to go to Washington, D.C. I'm in San Francisco next week.
People are calling. And let me tell you something. When the economy's bad, Bill, maybe folks, those of you who aren't in the kind of work that Bill does and that I do, in terms of, you know, being invited to speak and do things like that, when the economy is off, we don't get as many phone calls.
Yeah, in a way, we kind of do have a recession-proof business because the people call on consultants when times are tough. All I know is, you know, right now I'm flush with business, and I would ask the average listener to say, "What's your own life like?" as opposed to what the media is telling you what it's like.
Well, there are people out there, Bill, who are having it tough, and I know that, and I'm not minimizing that at all. I know that there are small business owners out there in certain parts of the country, especially where the economy is off, and they're hurting. And I know that people on lower fixed incomes, especially, are having a tough time with $4 gas. We're not minimizing that at all, but there is a lot of whining going on out there. The economy is not that bad, and you know, Bill, another thing that it speaks to your point. Recent surveys have shown that when they ask people, what do you think about how the economy's going? Everybody says, you know, most everybody says, oh, it's awful. And then they said, okay, but how about your situation? Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Exactly that. So, you know, we tend to judge it through the prism of what the media tells us to judge.
Exactly.
But the reality is that you have to look at your own life. And even if, and, you know, certainly people are feeling a little pinch for, because of gas prices and such. What I would say is when the tough, when there are tough times, when the going is tough, the tough get courageous.
Yeah.
Now is the time to put courage into your career, because now is the time where you have to hunker down and not be full of fear, but be full of courage to meet today's time.
But, Bill, if we had things so easy, really, for so long now, that the definition of courage, of being, of when you're, when it's time to be courageous, has that been diluted somewhat?
You know, it's a good point. I know John McCain wrote a book called Why Courage Matters, and he felt that courage has been diluted. What I would say is that maybe courage needs to be tempered, that we need a more everyday courage that we can apply at work to have a little bit more initiative, to speak with a more, to be more assertive, to be able to say no with more conviction. So I think that being diluted is a danger for courage. On the other hand, being tempered so that we can all apply it in our own lives is a good thing.
Well, one thing that I think courage could be applied in a practical, simple way, and it would be beneficial, is when you're around other people, and they're parroting the media's negativism, you know, you'd say, well, you know what, I'm not sure I understand what they're saying there, because frankly, my business has been okay right now. I mean, you know, it's okay to say, I don't like $4 gas. That's hurting me. That's hurting my bottom line. But basically, you know, things aren't as bad as the media is making them out to be. And to be courageous enough to step up and refute some of this stuff.
I call that having independence of thought, not having the thoughts coming out of your head be something that somebody else put in there for you. What's your own opinion? And then being able to state it assertively but tactfully.
But don't you agree that doing what you just said takes a certain level of courage?
Absolutely it does. It does, because there's a lot of social pressure to get along, to go along, to conform to whatever the popular opinion is. And so courage is often about, you know, taking a stand based on your own conviction as opposed to, you know, some other thoughts that have been inserted in your head, be it by the media or by public opinion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bill, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to take a quick one, and it's 20 after the hour. Bill's book is called Right Risk. Bill, why don't you give us your website, please?
My website is www.giantleapconsulting.com.
Giantleapconsulting.com. Here is that little band from Texas to take us out. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we've got more courage coming at you right after these messages. Stay with us. The Spencer Davis Group, ladies and gentlemen. Do you recognize the lead singer? He was 17 years old at the time. Here he comes. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're visiting with our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Where did I get that name? I was looking at at my list here, folks. Bill Treasurer is with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Right Risk. And Bill, give us, now you got a new book coming out, right?
Yeah, in September I've got a new book coming out. It's called Courage Goes to Work. We're actually taking pre-orders for it right now already.
All right. So, and we expect you to launch that on this show, by the way. I want to talk about that in a second. By the way, folks, did you think about who that person was, who the singer was? That's Steve Winwood. Yeah, when he was 17 years old, he was the lead singer for the Spencer Davis Group. A lot of people don't know that. Now you do. You got to go to. You can't get this information, Bill, anywhere else. You got to come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get this kind of important, critical information to your lives.
And I'm sure that you put old Stevie Winwood on because of Ark of a Diver. That was
exactly. All right, that's exactly right. All right, isn't that a great? That was a great song, wasn't it?
Great song, great album.
Album too, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about Courage Goes to Work. You know, I talk to my audience all the time, even when you're not here, Bill, about courage, because I really, of course, in my opinion, in the world other than our men and women in uniform, who are on another level, another plane, par excellence. God bless them. God be with them. I am, and I know you are, so proud of them. But other than that, which is a whole other thing that we're stipulating, other than that, the people who exhibit the courage in the marketplace are small business owners.
I agree. And, you know, I love your newsletter and the Small Business Advocate, and I get your newsletter. And you talk about courage and risk-taking a lot. And I'm glad that you're such an advocate of it. You know it's the lifeblood. Courage is the lifeblood of concepts like leadership, where you have to have bold action and take initiative. It's the lifeblood of innovation to come up with a groundbreaking but tradition-defying idea. It's the lifeblood of sales and business development. If you don't have courage, you're really not going to be very successful in the workplace.
Most people go with the flow. And if you go with the flow, then you're never going to need to have to demonstrate any courage. But if anything new is going to be developed, any new innovations or any new ideas, or if somebody's headed down the wrong track, the wrong direction, and they're influencing others in a bad way, nobody's ever going to stop that from happening unless somebody demonstrates some courage.
One of the most dangerous things that you can do in your career is play it too safe too long. It's the danger of being irrelevant in the workplace. The way to stand out is to be able to have initiative, to come up with innovative ideas, to show leadership, to knock on the doors in the face of rejection. All of those things take courage on some level. And if we were all just a little bit more courageous, I think we'd be a heck of a lot more competitive.
You're exactly right. There's no question about it. This country, that's one of the things I think this country needs. And one of the things I think we need to do, Bill, in the marketplace is we need to take back the marketplace and our lives from the government. We need to quit expecting politicians to solve our problems. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. There is no courage in government. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not trying to diss those guys. I'm just telling you the nature of their world, the nature of what they do, does not lend itself to demonstrating courage. And we need courage to solve the issues that the United States has.
I very much agree. And I'll tell you what takes a lot of courage is independence of thought. To be able to truly think of issues at depth, read both sides of the issue, and form your own opinion. Don't have your opinion formed for you, so that you can actually take a stand on issues that you've thought deeply about, as opposed to just looking about 10% of an issue from what you read in a paper, from what some journalist wants you to believe.
And you know, that kind of courage takes a little bit of homework, because you can't be courageous about things that you're not sure about. And it's easy, Bill. It's the easy way out to take the other people's talking points, assume their points, and take those things to the argument. It's a whole lot harder to actually do a little homework, look up the truth about the issue, form your own opinion, and be prepared to state it.
You know, preparation is such a key to courageous acts, whether it be some risk that you're about to take. Or stating an opinion that you've really thought through at depth. It takes preparation. No high diver in their right mind would go up to a 100-foot platform and jump off without having done 100 jumps at 1 foot before doing one jump at 100 feet.
And once you've done that homework in your small business, you've done the research, you've prepared your cash flow statements, you know what the competition is doing, you know where you have an idea into the future of a product or some particular innovation. Once you've got that, it's easier to be courageous, isn't it, Bill?
It is, because in some respect you lower your high dive. By doing all the preparation, you build your confidence. You know, too many people allow fear to control their actions. You know, when you go back to saying that we need more courage in Washington, D.C., for example, it's because a lot of it is controlled and manipulated by fear. But when we start operating out of confidence and do the preparation work to build our confidence instead of obsessing about our fear, we are in a much more solid position to have a courageous act and be successful.
Bill, give us that website one more time.
www.courageGoesToWork.com. That's
CourageGoesToWork.com. Check that out. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, you're the best. Love talking to you.
Talk to you later. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Say that last is the time bell rings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.